Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is daf Samech in Meseches Brachos, the 59th daf in Shas. We pick up three lines from the bottom on the Tesamah Beis. The Mishnah had told us that Bana Bayis Chadosh V'Kona Kelim Chadoshim, if someone buys a new home or new utensils, then he makes a brach of Shechiyanu V'Kimanu V'Giyanu L'Azman Azeh. Amar Rav Huna Loi Shana Lo Shein L'Kayoytze Ben. The only times he makes this bracha is if he doesn't have similar house or utensils like them. If he has things like them, then he doesn't make a bracha. Rav Huna's svara ostensibly being he doesn't have the same amount of simcha. Rav Yochanan disagrees, and Rav Yochanan says, no, even then he'll make the bracha. Infers the Gemara in the top of Samach of Aleph, Michlal dechi kana v'chaz v'kana divriakol ein tzarech levarech. Everybody would agree that if he bought something, and he bought something else like it, in other words, he's already purchased it once before, then he definitely doesn't make the bracha. What was the instance where Rabbi Yochanan said that even if he has it already, he makes a bracha? Rashi explains, is talking about a Yerusha on the bottom of the Testament base, there where there's an inheritance, and now there's a special joy, it seems, from Rabbi Yochanan of shopping. This is the Makar, that shopping is enjoyable, that brings worth getting a Shechiyon. I'm saying it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but there is a little bit behind what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. V'kodamri continues the Gemara Tapas Samach, Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Huna Loi Shana Lo Shalei Kana V'Chaz V'Kana. Aval Kana V'Chaz V'Kana Ein Tzarech Levarech. Some said that even Rav Huna would agree that if you never bought it before, then in such a case you do make a Shechiyanu. When the Rav Huna say you don't make a bracha, that's when you've bought the item already before. Rabbi Yochanan Mafilu Kana V'Chaz V'Kana Tzarech Levarech. Rabbi Yochanan says even if you bought the item again, so then in such a case you need to make a new bracha, because shopping, again, tongue-in-cheek, shopping, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is always enjoyable, and hence, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you make a new bracha, even if you've bought the item once before. As you can see from the Ein Mishpat, we actually paskin like this position to Rabbi Yochanan. Tongue-in-cheek, I'm not sure if we want to share that piece of information with our wives. Continues the Gemara, five lines from the top. Michlal d'yesh lo v'kana divriak kol tzarech levarech. That means that everybody holds that if you got an inheritance and you buy something new, so then in such a case, then you make a new bracha. Meisive, I'll ask you the following question. Bona bayis chadosh ve'ein lo kayotze bo. Kona kelim chadoshim ve'ein lo kayotze behem tzarech levarech. In a brisa we learned that the position of Rabbi Meir is only if the items you did not have beforehand. But if you do, then in such a case you don't make a bracha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to make the bracha in all instances. Now the Gemara begins to analyze. Analyzes the Gemara, Bishlema Lishna Kama, according to our first lesson on the bottom of Nun Tesama Beis, where we had a machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, if you have similar type of products, do you make a bracha or don't you? So then, it will come out that the machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, that Rav Huna said that if you have such a thing, then you don't, and Rav Yochanan says that you do, so then it will come out that that's Mamish the Machlokis, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. Lishna Kama, Rav Huna ka Rav Meir, Rav Huna follows Rav Meir, because Rav Meir had said in the Braisa, if you have already that product, you don't make a bracha. In contrast to Rav Yochanan ka Rav Yehuda, in contrast to Rav Yochanan, who says that you do make a bracha, that follows Rabbi Yehuda. Elishna Basra, but according to the second pshat, where Rabbi Yochanan had said that even if you had already bought such a product, you still make a new bracha. Elishna Rabbi Yochanan, how is he going to fit? Elishna Basra, Bishlam Rav Huna ki Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Huna fits fine. Rav Huna fits with the position of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you do make a bracha in the Braisa when you have bought a product that you already had, but if you purchased, then you don't make a bracha. However, Elu Rabbi Yochanan d'amar kaman. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't fit according to either. Lo k'Rabbi Meir v'lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yochanan, in a second lashon, says that even if you buy again, that in the Braisa, neither Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda had
suggest. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan respond, Hu adin de Rabbi Yehuda. No, really, I could fit into Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda would say, Kana v'chaz v'kana na mitzarech levarach. He didn't mention that. He only went, didn't go so far. He only mentioned if you have that product, which is mashia you got from Yerusha, but maybe if you had already bought it, and you had the simcha shopping, in such a case, if you previously had it, you don't make the bracha. No, you do. V'hadaka miflegi b'yeshlo v'kana, and this at the Brisa only discusses the machlokis in regards to whether you got it from Yerusha, where we inferred that if you already bought it once before, you don't. That's to teach us a different inference. Lo diacha kocha de Rameir, to teach us strength in Rameir, da fil kana v'yeshlo ein tzarech levarach. It's coming to tell us the chiddush in the opposite direction, that the Rameir holds that even if you have the object beforehand, but you hadn't bought it, that you don't make a bracha. V'koshkein, kana v'chaz v'kana, dein tzarech levarach. And certainly, that if you already bought it, that you don't make a bracha. V'lifligu b'kana v'chaz v'kana, dein tzarech levarach. So why don't we spell out that that's the machlokis, that there's a machlokis b'kana v'chaz v'kana. Lo diach l'koach to Reb Yehuda, to teach us the koach of Reb Yehuda. Why don't we do it that way? Says the Gemara, koach de'etera adif, We'd rather teach a greater Kiddush, and that is the Koach Teira. In this case, the Koach Teira is the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who says that he's a big Makel, in the sense that you don't have to make a Bracha, even if you never bought such Kalim before, and as long as you got him in Yerusha, then you don't make a Shechyanu. So we want to bring out a Kiddush. We could have brought out a Kiddush in the opposite direction, but we choose the Kiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't make a bracha even in such a case, even though it seems that for that reason Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have a friend. At the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan is following, as the Gemara said, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara continues to describe the next example in Mishnah Nun Dalet Amud Aleph that says, Mevarech al hara me'ein al hatova. What exactly is that bracha? Breaking, making a bracha, the bracha is actually dynamis because it's bad. Me'ein ala tova. Even though part of it has a good part to it. So the Gemara explains, Hechi dami, what exactly is that phenomenon? Kigon de shadkil bidke ba'ara. There was a flood in his field. Avagav de tova ilade. In a way, it's good for him. De maske ara sirtin v'shivcha. That the land gets full of healthy sediment, and ultimately gets better. Hashtami aroi, but now it's bad, because now his field has been flooded. The Mishnah also said, V'alatova me'ein ra'ah. In such a case, the bracha there, Rashi says, on the Mishnah, on the mouth, is a tova meitiv. What exactly is that case? Hechi dami, kagon, explains the Gemara, Ashkech metzia, he finds a lost object, afagav deroihi lididei, in a way it's bad for him. Disham be'malka shakalemine, the governmental authorities will take it away from him. According to Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnais, they will also torture him. Or according to Rabbeinu Yonah, that's quoted, that they might even take more of his money. Hashdami atovi. At this moment, it's good, because if he tries to elude the authorities and he's successful, he will have end up getting something good. Ha'isa ishtay mi'uberes. V'amar yirasin shetevleit harezet fulashav. Mishnah tells also if wife is pregnant and one asks that the child be a boy or a girl, it's tefillah shlof. V'lo mahani rachmi. The Mishnah seems to be saying that asking for rachmanis is not going to work. In other words, it's wrong to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to affect the gender. Masar Rav Yosef, Acher Yolda Basa, Tikresh Madina, Mai V'acher, Amar Rav, famous drasha, La'acher Shedona Leia, Din Ba'atzma. Leia made a kal v'chomer herself. The emphasis va'achar, Chazal understand, is there something that happened in the interim. One was that Leah made a kal v'chomer herself. Va'amra she knew Yud Bei Shvatim Asin Latzis Miyakov. There was a tradition from somewhere that there would be 12 Shvatim come from Yaakov. Sheish Yatzim Mimeni. She said to herself, Shisha Yatzim Mimeni. Six have come out from me. Va'arbam and have Shvachos. And there are already four from the Shvachos. Harei Asara. So that means 10 of the 12 have already been born. Im Zezachar. If what's in my stomach now, Leah says that ultimately became Dina, is a boy. Lo Te'achosi. Rachel Kachas HaShvachos. Then my sister Rachel won't even be equal to the Shvachos. Miyad Nevchalavas. And with that, it was turned into a girl, Vatikra Shema, Shnemar Vatikra Shema Dina. Because of the Acher, she called, she added Bas, and she called her
Dina.
Rashi Ala Torah is quoted as saying that the name Dina itself came from Shadon Dina Leah Ba'atzma. Emaskirin Maisenisim, answers the Gemara. We don't mention Maisenisim, that's an exception. We don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make Nisim for us. Or else you could answer that the miracle with Leah happened within 40 days. Kedesanya, as we learned in the following brayse, the first 3 days after relations, you should ask that the sperm should not spoil. From day three, after Tashmish until day 40, he should ask for mercy. That the fetus shouldn't be aborted. The difference between 40 days and 30 months is where it comes out as a sandal, means not even as a figure at all. Between 3 months and 6 months is that the fetus shouldn't miscarry. Between 6 and 9, ask for mercy that the child should come out in peace. Umi mahani rachmi, asks the Gemara. But asking for rachmanis from a Kadosh Baruch Hu helps. Well, but then we have another rule. Vamar of Yitzchak Brei de Ravami. This is a Gemara in Nida. In a few places, Saras Hashas tells us above, Chafhei, Chafches, a well-known rule. Ish mazriya tchila, if the man produces the seed first, Yoles Nekev, the child's going to be a female. Isha mazras tchila yodat zachar, Shnemer isha kisazriya v'yodat zachar. So we have a rule that we know how to bring about children who are zachar and Nekev, if the husband and wife, in theory, do it properly. As the Gemara, Hachmai Sikin, Kagon Shizriya Shnei Mabasachas, when both of them are Mazriya Mabasachas, so then, if you will, it's up for grabs. By the way, there is a beautiful explanation for this idea, Ish Mazriya Tchila Yoledes Nekeva, if the ideal is a boy, so then the notion of allowing his wife to be Mezaras Tchila is a notion of focusing on giving her pleasure and making sure that she is having the necessary pleasure, which we speak about in the Shiur Moshallah Bayis, in the intimacy Shiur. Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Hayu Baba Derech. In the Mishnah, there was a discussion that someone who had come back from away, and he hears a cry coming from the city, he shouldn't daven that it's not from his house, because the event already happened. Tanu Rabban, Maisavol Azakim Shehi Baba Derech, Shama Kol Tzolcha Bir, Amar Muftach Ani She'en Zeh B'soch Beisi. Hillel HaZaken is coming back, and he says, I know for sure the noise is not coming out from the house. And him we pasuk says, Mishmora lo yira nachan lo botach b'Hashem. He's not afraid of bad news, and he's botach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rava explains that there are two ways that one could explain the pasuk. Amar Rava, kol hecha derasht lahaikra meiresha l'seifa, midrash meiseifa l'resha. Just like you could darshan the pasuk from the beginning to the end over here, you have a lesson also if you darshan the pasuk, if you read the pasuk, with the emphasis starting at the end and then going to the beginning. Midrash Mereisha Seifa. You could explain it from the Reisha Seifa Midrash and learn the following. The pasuk had told us Mishmor Ra Lo Yira. So we say Mishmor Ra Lo Yira. Don't be afraid from hearing a bad thing. Because matam nachon libo b'toach b'Hashem. Because matam, what's the reason? Because nachon libo b'toach b'Hashem. If you're b'toach b'Hashem, then you won't be afraid of bad news. Misefel adresha midrash. You could explain the pasuk reading the second half first. In other words, the first half only becomes clear after you see the second half. Nachon libo b'toach b'Hashem. Someone whose heart is b'toach b'Hashem mishmua ra. Lo yira, then he's not afraid of a bad rumor. Either way, the meaning of the pasuk lechura is the same. Ahu Talmud d'avu ka'azel basre d'Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi b'shuka d'tzion chazer d'kamefachet. They were going through the marketplace and he saw he was afraid. Amar lechatolat, is it because you've sinned? D'chsev, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, pachto v'tzion chatoim echazer ra'ada. Someone who's mefachet in Sion is someone who has chatoim. Amalei, but the Talmud asked back to him, but what about a very important pasuk as well? in Mishlei, Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid. Person should always be worried. So here was a classic mistake. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi taught him, Amalei Ahuba Divrei Teira Ksiv. That's in regards to the words of Teira. Rashi explains that a person should always be afraid that he will chas v'chalila lose his Torah, and that will cause him to do more chazara. Very important yisod. Yehuda bar Nosson v'shakol azol basrei the Rav Nuna. Yehuda bar Nosson groaned. Isnach, he groaned. Amalei Yisurim bo'i ahu gavra lasuya nafshei. Do you want to bring Yisurim as a person brings Yisurim on himself? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, keep Fachad pochadati vayasayeni vashe yagarti yavai li. The Pasuk is saying that I got fear because I was fearful. That brought about, in other words, because I was fearful, that brought about Yisurim. Rav Amnuna was telling Yehuda bar Nosson, if you're going to be afraid, that will ultimately bring you Yisurim. Pasuk first says he was afraid in Iov, ki pachad pachadati, vashe yagarti yavuli, it came unto me. So this is the Musar that Rav Amnuna is giving Yehuda bar Nosson. Yehuda bar Nosson didn't understand what Rav Amnuna had told him. He said to him, Valak Siva, what about the Pasuk in Mishlei Ashon Nefachet David? And he gave him the same answer, Ahu b'tivrei Teirik Siv. That's in reference to learning Teirik. We learned the Mishnah had made reference to a special tefillah that said when a person goes into a city. Here the Gemara elaborates 13 lines from the bottom on Sain Lechem and Aleph and tells us what that tefillah is. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in Braisim, V'chnisasem Ma'omer, when he enters the city, was he say, Yiratzam L'fanecha Hashem L'kaish Kach Nisein in the Krach Zed L'Shalem, that you should enter me into the city in peace. Nichnas ayme maidani lefanecha Hashem alakai shichnestani lekrach zelashon. Bikesh lotzeis, when he wants to leave, the Mishnah also alluded that there is a tefillah. Here we spell it out also. Ami yiratzen lefanecha Hashem alakai velekavis. Aisha tatzieni mikrach zelashon. Yotza ayme maidani lefanecha Hashem alakai shichnestani mikrach zel. Just like you've taken me out in peace, continue to take me in peace. This is Mechain L'Shalom, support me in peace. And my steps should be in peace. Call Oyev, save me from enemies, and any types of bad things along the way. Amar of Masna. Rav Masna said, not in every city do you need to make this tefillah. We're talking about a city where there's lawlessness. If there is no judgment and bad people aren't put to death, then you've got to be afraid and you need to introduce the tefillah. But if there's a city where there's a system of law, you don't have to worry. Ikad army, some said no. Rav Masna did not say that. Amar Rav Masna, filu b'krach shadon in v'har gimbo. Even in a city that there is a system of justice, zimnim de lo misraim le inshi de yalif le schusi. Maybe there will be a time that a judgment will be called up against him and someone won't judge him favorably. In other words, even a justice system has its faults. Tanu Rabbanan, about 10 lines from Ban Mimun, a little less. Hanichnas lebeis hamerchatz, oimer yi ratzam milfanecho Hashem alakai, shetatzlein mizet, save me from this merchatz. Bathhouse was dangerous because there was a tremendous amount of heat that was inside, and there were casualties that had taken place in bathhouses due to mistakes or tragedies that happened due to the fire that was used to heat up the Merchatz. Omer Yiratzon Lefanecha Hashem L'kai Shetatzilein Mizeh U'mikiyot Sebel, save me from this or things like this. V'al Yirabi Dvar Kakol HaVavon, and no destruction or sin should be due to me. V'mira B'Dvar Kilkol HaVavon, and if I have done something wrong or an Avera, Tei Misasi Kaparas L'chol HaVonoisai, that my death should serve as an atonement for my averus. Amar Abai, lo leima inish hachi. Abai disagrees, you shouldn't say this to Yiratzen. To lo liftach pumei l'satan. Al tiftach pe l'satan, expression here, bracha samach amar aleph, so as not to open up your mouth to the satan. Damar shalg shchein tam nishmet rabbi yasi, lo oilem al yiftach adam piv l'satan. Rav Yosef finds a source for this. Amar Rav Yosef Maikra, it's a pasuk in Yeshayo, what emerges from Yeshayo. Perek Aleph pasuk Tes Tchsiv Kimat Kestom Yinu La Amora Diminu. We became almost like stone. Maya Hadulu Navi, and what does the Navi then say? Another pasuk later, Shimud Varshem Kitzin is stone. They had actually become the mamish like stone. Kinafik Ma'amer, when he leaves the bathhouse, what does he say? Amar Avachem Odi Ani Lefanecha Hashem Lekai Sheitzeltani Min Ha'ur, that you saved me from the fire. Rabbi Avo had gone into the Merchatz, Ola Beini Beini, Ischis Beibini Mituse. The floor on the bottom of the Merchatz had collapsed. It seems that the fire that was there to heat up the Merchatz was actually under the floor. And if, God forbid, someone had fallen in through the floor, they would fall directly into the fire itself. Isrich Shlei Nisa. There was a nace that saved Rabbi Avo. There were 101 people that grabbed him by one limb to pull him out before he fell in. This follows what Rabbi Acha had taught, that you need to make a special tefillah, because the Merchatz is a dangerous place. Gemara continues, Hanichnas lahaki is dumb, someone who goes in to give blood. Now here, it wasn't like today where we give blood so as to share necessary blood with others that we don't need, but rather it was believed in those times that bloodletting was healthy. Just to let out blood would be healthy. Hanichnas lahaki is dumb, Ami yiratzon fenecho Hashem lekai, she'esig zed lerefu v'tirfeini, kikel roifei neman ata urefu asecha emes, Kadosh Baruch Hu, heal me. Lefisha ain darkon shabnei adam lerapos elosh enagu. The derech of a person is not to really be involved, the tefillah says, in refuah, but that has become the custom. But one should realize that the refuah comes from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This, of course, is a very big topic. The Ramban writes a lot about this and others. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu has our best interests in mind, which he does, so why do we need to go to a doctor? He's going to a doctor, a lechatchila, a bidyeved, which of course there is a lot that's been written about this. Amar Abaye, lo leima in shachi. A person should not say this. The Tandvei Rabbi Shmuel v'rapi rapi, mikan shenitin av rishus l'rofei l'rapos. Abaye says, you should not say, she'ein darkan shemayodon l'rfos, elashenagu, but rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave doctors the permission to heal. And again, the implication of how far we take this, as it being a lechatchila or not, that is a discussion in Shonim. Kikoi ma'oimer. When he gets up to leave from the bledding, what does he say? Amar Avacha, Baruch Roifei Chinam. Blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that heals us for free. Mark continues on the top of Samachem Beis HaNichnas Beis HaKisei. Someone enters the bathroom. Omer, he says, Hischabdu Michubadim. Guard your kavod. Ashi explains that based on the pasuk in Tilim Sadi Aleph that says Ki Malachov Yitzav Alach L'Shmarcha B'Chol Drachecha. This is in the pasuk in Yosha B'Seis Elyon in Tehillim, which describes angels going with a person. It's not a coincidence that this parak is also said when we are Malave the mace. And here, when a person goes into the bathroom, one is telling the Malachim to guard their kavod. Kedoshim Mishar say Elayim, because you are Kedoshim, those who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tznu kavod l'lekei Yisrael, harfa mimeni ad sheikanes ve'eser ritzoni v'avay aleichem. Stay outside until I come back after I use the restroom. Amar Abaye lo lemin shachi, he shouldn't say it, domo shavkilei v'azli, maybe they'll leave him entirely. But rather he would say, Shimruni, Shimruni, Izruni, Izruni, Simchuni, Simchuni, Hamtinuli, Hamtinuli, Achekones, Eitse, Shekein Darkam, Shabnei Adam. I have to do what people do, and therefore guard me and wait for me over here. Kinafik, here we have the Bracha of Asher Yotzar. Oimer Baruch Asher Yotzar Asadam Mechachmo, Varav Oini Kavim Nekavim Chalim Chalim, Galoi V'yadu Lefnei Chisech, V'edech Hashem Yipasecha Mehem, Oim Mesesem Echon Mehem, Yavshar Le'amod Lefnecha. That's the bracha that's made, says the Gemara. My chasim, how does he conclude? Amar Rav Rofei Cholim. According to Rav, the conclusion is Rofei Cholim. Amar Shmuel, Kishavinu Abba Lekuli Alma Kitziri. They would call Rav Abba. He said, Rav has turned the entire world into Kitziri. Kitziri means sick people. Because he said, Baruch Rofei Cholim. Ela Rofei Chol Basar. Rav Sheshes Amar Mafli Lasos Amar Papa Hilchot Kamrinu Lutar Vayu Roifei Chol Basar Mafli Lasos, which is even, of course, our custom today. As Rav Hashem Yisparich, in the Halacha section, we will discuss the Bracha of Asher Yotzar. The Gemara continues, Hanichnas Lishon Al Mitasai, someone who goes to sleep, Oimer Mishma Yisrael V'Hoyim Shemaya, he should say from Shema until V'Hoyim Shemaya, V'Oimer Baruch HaMapil, and he says what we refer to as Birchas HaMapil, Chavle Shaino Al Einoi Usnumai Al Afapoi, Umer L'Isha Mas Oyin. Blessed are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that causes sleep to fall onto my eyes, and rest to my tired body, and my eyes are brought to light. The meaning of Meir L'Yishon Basoyin means that at the next day, his eyes are fresh and light. Yiratzon b'lefanecha, Hashem l'kashu, tashkivei l'shom, v'sen chalki b'sarasecha, v'targilein dvar mitzvah, v'targilein dvar dvera, self-explanatory, v'altamein el dei chet, v'lo idei avoin, v'lo idei zayin, v'lo idei vizayin, v'yishot b'yeser tov, v'yishot b'yeser av, v'sat zayin, mipegara, mechalim roim, v'ayiv, Kosh Baruch Hu should save me from cases of sickness, and please don't disturb me with bad dreams and bad thoughts. Rebbe Yekar in the Pirush HaTfilas explains Hurim Ram mean having bad thoughts that will bring him Lidei Aveira. You see me Tasi Shlein L'Fanecha, that my bed should be complete, that my children, most Rishonim learn, that it means that none of my children should become a apostle. That's how Rashi in Dibar Maskul Tehei learns. V'hoyer einai pen ishan hamoves, and light up my eyes lest the sleep of death light it up. In other words, let the sleep be one to light up the eyes and not a sleep of death, which we know is 160th. Sleep is 160th of death. Baruch atah Hashem hameir lo'olam kuloi b'chvoidoi. This is the Bracha Mapil as we have it today. Kimisayer, when you wake us up, the Gemara continues 7 lines in. Omer Elokai Neshama Shesatabi, Toira Yata Yisartabi, you've created my Neshama, Ata Nefachtabi, Vata Misham Rabbi Kirbi, you guide inside me, Vata Asid Litlami many, and ultimately you're going to take it from me, we say in Elokai Neshama, because every person is going to die, Ulachzir Abila Silava, and you will return it to me in Tchias HaMesim. When he hears the sound of the rooster, when he opens his eyes, then he makes a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the eyes of the blind because he couldn't see before. When he strengthens himself and he sits up, Leimah Baruch Matir Asurim makes a bracha releasing us from the blind. Kilavish Leimah Baruch Malmashurim, when he gets dressed, he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu dresses the naked. Kizakif, when he stands up, Leimah Baruch Zakif Kefufim, at that time he says, thanks Kadosh Baruch Hu for strengthening out the ones who are bent over. Kinachas Aru, when he puts his feet to the ground, Leimah Baruch Roika Ares Alamayim. The Rif Seder HaBrachos actually makes a lot of sense, because the Rif has these brachos in the opposite order. That first he has the bracha of Rokar HaSamayim. First a person puts his feet to the ground, and afterwards, Sokev Kefufim. Then, after he puts it down, then he straightens out. Our Girsa actually that we have in Davening is actually the Girsa that we have in our Gemara. Kimaske Liyama. Excuse me, Kimaske, when he's going, Leima Baruch HaMitzadei Gavar, when he starts walking, he says Baruch HaMitzadei Gavar, Kisayim Misayim, when he stops to put on his shoes, Sunny is his shoes, Leima Baruch Shasli called Tzarki, Kadosh Baruch Hu provides everything I need, I have walking shoes, Ki Aser Hemyane, when he ties his belt, Leima Baruch HaYisrael B'Gvura, Ki Parat Sudra Reisha, when he puts a
Sudur is a cloth on his head, Tosis points out it doesn't have to be that particular cloth that the Gemara referred to, any type of head covering also, then he would make the bracha of Baruch Oite Yisrael B'Sifara. Kimat of Tzitzis, when he wraps himself in Tzitzis, Lema Baruch Shek Shom Sos V'Tzelem Sateh, but Tzitzis Kimanach Tefillin, Adar Yoy, Dalet and Zayin are interchangeable, so Azroi, on his roa, on his hand, Lema, he makes Baruch HaShem Shom Sos V'Tzelem Niyach Tefillin, Varesh, and he puts it on his head, he makes a bracha Baruch Hashem Shalom Sosu V'Tzivanu Al Mitzvas Tilin. Kimash Sheyadin, when he washes his hands, Lema Baruch Hashem Shalom Sosu V'Tzivanu Al Tiyas Adayim. Kimash Ha'Pei, when he washes his face, Lema Baruch Hamavil Chevle Sheina Me'af Usnuma Me'af Apoy. He thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for removing the sleep from his face, and then he adds, V'Yosem Ofnecha Hashem L'Kaish Targalim Misarasecha V'Dav Kenim Misasecha, that I should be accustomed to your Torah with Abkei Mitzvah, I should be attached to your mitzvahs. Falta v'yenu, don't bring me lalu de'echet, lalu de'avon, lalu de'nisayon, lalu de'vizayon, neither to sin, nor to attest, nor to embarrassment. V'chovetz yisri l'shtabed loch, and please force my yetzer to be inserted to you, in other words, that my yetzer should want to do the right thing. V'rechikari me'odim ron, distance me from a bad person, u'michavarav, from a bad friend. It's possible for friends to have a bad influence with that. Can be Yetzer HaTov and make me in touch with the Yetzer HaTov, the Chaver HaTov, Ba'olam Mecha, and with a good friend in this world. Usnini Yom V'Chol Yom, and give to me today and every day. L'chein L'ches Rachman Beinech V'Enei Kol Rayai, V'Sim Galeni Chasadim Tovim, and grant to me great Chasadim. Baruch Ato Hashem, Goy Melech Asam Tovim La'am Yisrael. This concludes the Gemara saying over of the Seder of Tefillah in the morning. Of course, interesting to note that today the brachos are said al haseder in often in shul and not as described here in the Gemara, that when one stands up then and straightens out, then you make the bracha of zokef kufufim. It's said in one false swoop. The Achronim tried to explain why we don't follow the custom in the Gemara, leaving aside the explanation and the strengths or weaknesses thereof. At the end of the day, we should remind ourselves from this Gemara that the purpose of these brachos are not just to recite brachos, but to really appreciate every step of the morning process. The next part of the Mishnah had told us, Chayim Adon Varech Al Arok, that a person has to make a bracha on the back, Yishem Shavarech Al Tova. The Gemara asks, Mai Chayim Shavarech Al Arok, Yishem Shavarech Al Tova. What exactly is this statement that you need to bless the bad just like the good? What exactly is it? Elam, if you're going to say that you make a bracha tova meitiv even on the bad, that's difficult to say. But tonight, didn't we learn how b'suris tova on good news? Amar tova meitiv, b'suris ros amar baruch dayne emes. Amar Rava le'nitzrucha. No, Rava said it's not to tell you that make the same bracha. Elolik bulinu b'simcha. Only to teach us to accept the bad news also. B'simcha. Rav Acha brought out this idea in a pasuk, a beautiful, beautiful point. Amar Rav Acha mishum Rabbi Levi Maikra Chesed u'mishpat shiru lecha azamra. Pasuk says Chesed and mishpat, I will sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will say zmiros to you. Chazal Darshan beautiful asks the following: Im Chesed ashira. They explain, that would be the better way to describe it. If it's a chesed, then I will sing v'mishpat ashira. I will sing whether it's chesed or mishpat. Chesed mishpat ashira lecha. I will sing to you in both cases. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Yomer Mahacha Ba Hashem Ahalel Dover Be'elokim Ahal Dover. Both with Hashem I'll praise, all to Elokim. Ba Hashem Ahal Dover Zumida Tova. Be'elokim, we know that the expression of Kosh Baruch Hu Elokim is Midas Hadin. Al Davar Zum Midas Pranios. Rebetam Chanam Mahacha Kosh Shu Esesu Hashem Hashem Akra. So Rav Yago Nemsu Hashem Hashem Akra. Says on the one hand, when there's Yeshua's Hashem Hashem Akra, as well as Sogum Yago Nemsu Hashem Akra. Rabban Ham Mahacha Hashem Nosam Hashem Lokach Yishem Hashem Mivarach. That the name of Hashem should be blessed, whether he's giving a child the mashal being born into the world, or chaschulah taking the neshama back after ptira. Amar Avuna, Amar Rami, Shemar Meir Avuna, the name of Rav, the name Rav Meir, v'chein tam shmei Rav Akiva, l'olam mihei adam ragolema, kol mandi avir rachmono litav avid. The person should always say everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does is for the best. K'edah Rav Akiva, like Rav Akiva, have a kazal, Baruch Hu is going on a way. Mbatul hu masi came to a city, ba'o ashpuza, lo yoivle. They didn't give him a place to stay. Amar kol avid rachmono litav, ozol, Ubas bedavra, v'hav about the atarnigol v'chamar v'shagur. He went to stay in the desert, and with him was a rooster, a donkey, and a light. Asa zika kavi l'sharga. The wind put out the light. Asa shunra achla atarnigol. A cat came and ate the hen. Asa arya achla l'chmana. A lion came and ate the donkey. Amar kol David rachmana l'tav. Baba Laila on that night, exactly what happened. Asa Gaisa, there were gangsters that came, Shavi Lamasa, they ransacked and destroyed the whole city. Amalahu, Lav Amalachal Komashosa Kodesh Baruch Hu Kolotova. That everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does is for the best. And this is the famous story of Rabbi Akiva, who said, Komandal Rachmana Latav of it. This page of Hashem concludes Daf Samach, and we now go on to halacha topics from Daf Samach. Bezras Hashem, the first of our halacha from Daf Samach are the halachos and some basic points about the bracha of Asher Yotzar. Usually we start with halachos and then in the end maybe we add some lessons sometimes, yes, sometimes no. Over here, when one looks in the Shulchan Aruch by Asher Yotzar, there's something that absolutely jumps out from the Shulchan Aruch. And that is, the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Vav Sif Aleph spells out, I can't recall any other place where the Mechaber does this, he goes through the entire bracha, and he quotes different explanations for the meaning of every word in the bracha. For example, in Maflila Asos, he mentions the Rashi that we have on our Amud, that what's wondrous about the body is HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a Ruach inside of us, in other words, a Neshama, yet it's not encased within the body, and it doesn't come out of the holes of the body. The Mechaber does this for about 10 long lines in the Shulchan Aruch. When one reads through the Mechaber's description of Asher Yotzar and how one should be Mechavein, there is something else that emerges. For example, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uvara boi nikavim nikavim chalulim chalulim, for making holes inside of us, obviously for the waste to be able to go out. Points out the Mechaber, Pirush nikavim rabim, many holes, kigon peh, v'chotem upitabas. Notice, we make the bracha of Asher Yotzar after we go to the bathroom. However, the bracha of Asher Yotzar is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wonders of the human body, the mouth, the nose, as well as the area where the excrement comes out. The gambara boy, evarim rabim chalulim, kemo lev v'keres umeyayim. It's not a over-dramatization if people say that the bracha of Asher Yotzar is thanking our Kodesh Baruch Hu not for being able to go to the bathroom, but really the bracha of the description of the wondrous creation of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the human body. This point has halacha lemaisa implications, as Reb Shlomo Zalman points out in one of the editions, Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis Simin Dalad Os Chofches, that the Mishnah Bura in Simin Vav, in Sif Katan Yud, points out that if someone wasn't Yotze, the bracha of Asher Yotzar, then a chazan in the morning could be motzi him like all other brachos of the Birchas HaShachar. Now we know that when it comes to a Birchas Hanenin, the halacha is that we don't say Yotza motzi. That even if though you were Yotze the mitzvah, in other words, you're not chayiv in the bracha of Shahakol, and someone else is, we do not have you being motzi, you Ruven be motzi Shimon. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to Birchas HaShachar, so then in such a case, we do allow a chazan, who already was Yotze the brachos, to say Birchas HaShachar, included Asher Yotzar, to be motzi somebody else. Therefore, when a person makes the bracha of Asher Yotzar in the morning, the person is not making a bracha on a particular maisa, of going to the bathroom, but rather one is making a bracha thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful body. It's kedai to see the Shulchan Aruch to get a tremendous musar in Simin Vav Sif Aleph. The truth is, the Kozhik Glover Rebbe, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Fromer, who was the last Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin, he actually succeeded our hero, Reb Meir Shapiro, as the Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin, also encouraged after the first Siyum HaShas that we also do a daf Yomi style of Mishnayis Yomi. He was killed al Kiddush Hashem by the Nazis. In that Shail Sechuvas Eretz Tzvi, he goes even further. He claims that even if it follows the rules of Birchas Hanen, in the Kozhik Glover claims, the halacha is that one could rely on the opinion of Tosfos, who says on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph that we evoke the rule of Arvus, not like what I had presented before, that we only evoke the rules of Arvus and things that are not Birchas Hanenin, but the position of Tosfos on Mem Ches Amud Aleph is even on Birchas Hanenin as well, even if Reuven is not Chayiv Bedavar, he could be Motzi Shimon. So, according to the Mishnah, the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah, and the position of Reb Shlomo Zalman, as well as Chacham Avadi Yosef and Shaul Sechuvas Yabia Omer Simin Chelik Tes Simin Gimel, the halacha would be that one could be motzi somebody else with Asher Yatzar in the state of Birchas Hashevach, and that is in the morning. However, afterwards, it falls into the status of a Birchas Hanenin, and then we have the Chiddush of the Kozhik Glover. It's kedai to know that Tosas Amim Ches Amid Aleph that says that we don't limit the rule of Yatza Motzi for Birchas Hashevach and Tefillah, but even when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, one also evokes the rule of Yatza Motzi. One more point about the actual words of the bracha of Asher Yatzar itself. If one takes a look, the lashon of the Gemara in its recording of the bracha is different than how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And to this day, there are different customs. In the Shulchan Aruch, the way the bracha concludes, right before the Baruch Ato Hashem, the end part, says, Afilu Sho'echas, Iyav Shalis Kem, if we take a look in the Gemara, the Girsa is EF Shar La'amod Lefanecha. If one takes a look at the Gra, that the Gra had adds that some say Afilu Sha'achas in the Hagos HaGra. The Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Gimel comments that even though in the Hagos HaGra, what we saw in front of us in the Gemara, it seems that some had the Girsa Afilu Sha'achas, nevertheless, the Minhag in Ashkenaz was not to say Afilu Sha'achas, but rather, not like in the Shulchan Aruch, but rather like in the Gemara, where they would say Iyav Shadlo Mol Lefanecha, and then Baruch Ato Hashem Rofecho Basar Mefli Lasos. This is in fact the Girsa of the Rif, and there is an Arizal that's quoted in the Magen Avraham who says that there are 45 words in the Bracha of Asher Yatzar which correspond to the numerical value, the gematria of Adam. So if one says, instead of La'amod Lefanecha, at the end of the bracha, in other words, instead of saying Iyav Shaliskayim V'la'amod Lefanecha, he says Iyav Shaliskayim Afilu Sha'achas, and he adds an Im Yisaseim Echad Mehem, so then in such a case, one reaches the numerical value of 45, and that would fit beautifully according to the Girsa of the Rif. Nevertheless, if one takes a look in the Siddur of the Gra, the Gra's Nusach was to say Iyav Shaliskayim V'la'amod Lefanecha, and not to say Afilu Sha'achas, even though the Gra alludes to the fact that some Rishonim have it. According to the Girsa that I have in the Gra Siddur in front of me, then one would come up with only 43 words. Some are makbid to say Iyav Shaliskayim Afilu Sha'achas, and then also to say, oh, im yisaseim echad mehem, and that will follow 45. However, as a child, I learned, like the opinion of the Taz in Sifkat and Beis, that all of the Girsos are correct, and we followed the Gra's edition of Iyav Shaliskayim V'la'amod Lefanecha Afilu Sha'achas, and as in the way it seems, possibly from the Gemara, even though from the Rif, It doesn't seem that way to say both. I don't know if what I was taught when I was taught as a child, it has a legitimate source. Of course, we mentioned that Taz says it, but whether that is the most correct source, and it should be noted that this is where the different girsos come from. Number one, that the Rif did not have la molda fanecha, but rather he says Iev Shalis Kayem Afilu Shachas. Some say both, as I was taught as a child. However, if one does say Iev Shalis Kayem Afilu Shachas, like the girsa of the Rif, so then, and one says O Im Yisase Mechamehem, so then that fits beautifully with the girsa of the Arizal, where one would try to be makpid to say specifically 45 words to remind ourselves of what we really are. We're not our kavod, we're not our money, we are the goof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put on loan for us, which we daven should continue to work for a long time, and the neshama that he has given to us for eternity.